Looking for a secure career and a stable job? Let's get that right. Information technology is big and here to stay. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, IT jobs such as network system administrators, cybersecurity experts, programmers, cloud and computer systems analysts are expected to increase a whopping 31% by 2029. That's where Texas Premier Technology Institute comes in. The Technology Career Training Institute offers you the top industry acclaimed certifications, including CompTIA, Cisco, and Microsoft, in just a matter of 12 weeks. Here's the take. You may also qualify for free tuition and job placement assistance if you're currently unemployed or even underemployed. Contact TPTI at 1-888-490-TPTI or online at tpti.us.
Hey, let's talk about some life shit. This is Tina. I'm with my girls, Yvette and Jeanette. We're going to talk about some life shit, girl. There's been some stuff going on this week. Where we start? Wendy Williams, Sherry Shepherd.
That's cool.
Continuation. Every week is something different. Every week is something different. It's sad. It really is sad.
And I mean, I'm going to throw my opinion out there right there in the beginning. Wendy Williams has established her own, you know, enterprise. I mean, this is her stuff. I totally understand that life has happened. Some life shit has happened to her. And mm-hmm. she is unable to continue on. But when you build an empire, I'm not going to just hand it over. And so that's why I kind of understand. If Sherry Shepherd want to buy my empire, I can get with this. You can't just walk into something already established. So I just kind of feel like she's in a perfect situation. If you truly want to be the host, unless someone owns all of these rights, you can buy my book of business.
I don't think it's like that where she's just going to take over. It's going to become something else.
That's
it's
what
not
going to
be.
Yeah.
Under the same mm-hmm. platform
yeah.
of mm-hmm. her empire is going to retire. She needs to retire her empire.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because she needs
Sherry Shepherd basically is going to be starting over fresh. You know,
and
I don't understand.
I don't like all of these talk shows.
Sherry Shepherd's going to be doing her own show. She started out.
Right. It ain't going to have nothing to do when Wendy
Williams
disappears. That name is going to be
gone. She's definitely been out there a while. It's possible that she does have.
Yeah.
And you know what? The thing about.
I just don't like that ghetto drama talk all the time.
Yeah, but you know what? We must think about with Wendy, that Wendy has been through a lot of stuff over the past few years. She's had issues with drugs. She's had issues, went through a divorce, and mm-hmm. and she hasn't been able to handle it well. So
and her health.
And her health, you know. So I think a lot of times it's the mental health that hurts the physical health. So, you know.
Yeah, okay. I say retire. I mean, why we have to put another person there? I mean, why just retire? Let her retire.
Let me tell you, something is wrong and we don't know the real
truth.
Because if she was fine, she would come out somewhere and talk, and she have not.
Yeah.
They put a video out there last week of her walking on the beach, but that video was old. It was not a new video. Mm-hmm. They tried to make it seem like she had just filmed this week. Uh-huh. And people just wasn't really looking at it. Mm-hmm. I watched the video, and I analyzed it. She was walking on the beach during windy, like it was a hurricane, so you knew it had
investigative reporting.
Then she says something about, oh, I'm here in Florida visiting my mom and my dad. Her mom is deceased.
But you know what?
Then she says she was 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy is 57.
But you know what?
The video is old.
Wendy is at a, she's at a, at like a, either a mental institution or like a, an institution that
Helps she doesn't have, she don't have control of being able to walk off and go back to her house.
No, Wendy is at an institution. Ladies, how do you all, what do you all advise? Because I know a lot of people with COVID, a lot of people have went through divorces. There's been so, there's been an increase in relationships just falling apart during COVID. And then, you know, you got your kids and you got work and everything. What advice do you all have to people for to try to get them to hold it together?
Go travel.
What you got? Other than travel,
get the out of here and go.
You know what? You know what? Wendy, my opinion, like, she's been on TV, radio, TV all these years. And she, just like you say, Tina, she built an empire. Oh, yeah. I would be like, you know what?
Go away.
I'm about to retire. I'm not going to do this anymore. And I'm about to go and live my best life.
Yeah.
I'm about to go and do things that I like to do. I'm about to go and travel. I'm about to, you know, go get me a new man. I'm about to whatever. You know, just do whatever that makes
Steve,
you
Steve
happy.
Harvey, he had, Steve Harvey had a talk show. It didn't work out. He went away. He went go do something else. You know, say, I mean, people have come and gone. Queen Latifah had a talk show. She's gone. You know what? I don't think that they feel like, I think it's like that, that she's holding on to something that
that's exactly what she's doing.
Well beyond, you know, her time. There and it's other, okay.
There are other platforms she's holding on to do things.
Yeah, she's holding on to that relationship that she thought she was going to have. Wendy probably, this Wendy's been with this man since she was in her early 20s, and she has a son by him. She probably thought they were going to grow old together. And like I said, I've never been married, so I've always been single. So I've always just kind of moved in a certain way. But if you've got a husband and you thought that you were going to spend your whole life with them, and then you realize that you're not, and then not only that, the man really disrespected Wendy. He's got a side chick pregnant, and Wendy was taking care of the woman and the baby.
But this is becoming a trend. We talked about this before. Look at Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson, same situation. Yeah. She got a talk show. She didn't rise to the top. Now her husband wants all this money. You know, Mary J. Blige, we talked about her. You know, we've talked about these these women who, you know, reinvent yourself. I mean, because the person that you, we know you to be, we all think you're mentally unstable and you probably need to just kind of go and take care of yourself and come back when you're fresh and new.
That's what, Tina, I know you're I'm a big Mary J fan too, but you know, Mary J's new album is about loving yourself.
You're
pretty and girl, you fine. And it's just about uplifting yourself. You got to uplift yourself.
Evidently, Wendy is not getting any better. I mean, it's been months now. It's been almost a year. She hasn't filmed. She hasn't.
When you're worried about what other people think and how they are looking at that just tears away at who you are, your soul. And that's why I think it's hard for her to heal from everything that's going on, because she's worried about public opinion and what people think. She wants to stay relevant, so she wants to keep a show that she really can't, you know, functionally take on right now. And I just like, she needs to take care of herself.
I was worried. I would give everybody something to talk about. I would be living my best life.
Mary J. Look, she blowing up the internet with Michael Jordan. Mary J is blowing up the internet. Michael Jordan didn't touch, and he didn't try to grab some of that cushion. And look, she all over the internet. Every time you turn around, Mary J, she's doing this. She's performing at a concert. She performed at the Super Bowl. She's at, you know, she reinvented. She didn't let what happened to her become her. You know, she's saying, this is what I did to get past it. I love myself. I looked at myself and I said, hello, good morning, gorgeous.
That's what it is. Good morning, gorgeous is a new song. Yeah. But you know what? We all deal with different situations in life. Wendy has been through a marriage that fell apart, but we all have different situations. And not only reinvent yourself, you just got to be resilient. Yeah. And in this day and time, you just got to talk to yourself. Yeah. And you got to be like Mary Jane and put post-it notes everywhere. You got to continually lift yourself up.
Because I
speak a lot of positivity in my life each day. And what I can tell you is the days that if I say, okay, I'm going to eat healthy today, I'm going to exercise today, I'm more I'm probably more so going to happen. And if I write it down somewhere and I'm able to see it on a board or something, it almost is almost going to happen. So I would say look for different techniques you can do in your life to improve, whether you go to counseling, whether you whatever you do, study the Bible, go to church, Bible study, anything that can help you out, help you.
Because life will take a hold of you. And I mean, and you, I just get so concerned. We look at social media all the time. We see it with youth, you know, suicide. Everyone's looking and worried about what people think about them. Mm-hmm. And it really, really is tearing away the fiber of who people are. If I got to worry about how many likes, if you like me, if you're following me, you know, this is just wearing away at people. And I just kind of feel like she wants to stay relevant. You know, I don't know, Sherry Shepherd. I'm like, it's kind of like you telling me Oprah's leaving and Gail is going to take over. Well, I don't know Gail, and so I'm going to go to Tamron Hall. So it's opinion that even whoever takes over, hopefully they have a different platform. But
everybody has their own opinion about who they like and who they should. They ran the different guests every week. I watched the show personally. Come on at 11 o'clock every day, and I look at it and I like it. And they ran different guests every week. Different guests. Like last week, the guest that was on there last week.
You're trying to see who can take over our show.
Evidently, they look at numbers.
Yeah.
And evidently, Sherry produces.
She does. Sherry has good numbers.
Who makes the money, who brings the people in.
But it's not going to be Wendy's show. This is going to be a new show because Sherry Shepherd, she talked about it too. She said she had prayed. And she said, she told God, I want my own show.
Yeah.
And she had been speaking have my own show. And now she's going to have her own show. So I would say for her, don't look at her like she's replacing Wendy, because she's coming out with her own show. And she's supportive. You know, as Black women and as women in general, we must support each other. So she's supporting Wendy. So this is going to be her own thing she's doing. It's not.
I'm going to have to jump in here. I ain't even got my tea break. I'm chewing on chicken. So I'm supposed to be producing the show, but the live podcast is so good. I had to jump in and throw a flag on the play, Jeanette. That's some bullshit. This is Wendy's show. That is Wendy's stage.
That's what I said.
That is Wendy's going to have her own show.
Scratching out Wendy's name and they putting Sherry's name. This is the same executive producer, the same set, the same chest. That's like my husband getting another woman and moving her in here and they sleeping in my bed. Bitch, get your own bed. Get your own house. If you want a show, take your ass.
Exactly. That's what I say. If Sherry played about a show, don't get your own people.
They're promoting it like it will be a new show.
It doesn't matter what they promote.
I hope, because yes, you all can realize Wendy is not at the point where she can do her own show.
We understand that.
Shaletta, I wouldn't want to replace somebody who's not at that point. But you know, somebody else has got to come along.
Y'all talking about, okay, they just going to cross her name out and put, I don't look at it. There's technicality. You're not thinking about the back end technicalities of.
Technicality, nothing.
That's just like Wendy retiring and her show
it's
is
not.
Over with.
It's but not.
They,
not.
They need
it's
another not. Talk show in that
yeah,
spot.
That's what it is. So guess what?
Let me tell you something.
Baby Mary's talk show is coming in that spot. That's how I see it.
I don't watch the Wendy Williams show, but what I do believe is she started off in radio. She went through the entire process to build it. And I don't care what Sherry Shepherd wants. She wants a show. You build your environment. You build your. She ain't built nothing. She walked in on
Sherry's show.
And
now she's like,
She's going to cheat.
That's why they're when, offering
but
her.
But Johnny got good numbers. She didn't get good numbers because she had her own show.
She had good numbers. She already had a platform.
Wendy did already have a following.
If we say the Just Say the Divas, y'all got followers. We say the Lightship Podcast, y'all got followers. If three new hoes come in here and they get to talking, the first five or six episodes, they going to get all y'all people.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't have to look at it.
Exactly.
The same people don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
Y'all looking at that. When Johnny Carson left, died, or whatever it is that he did, who took over?
She said left, died.
Joan Rivers, I don't know about Johnny Carson. Joan Rivers, I believe, or somebody. But the show's got to go to somebody. They got to go. They don't just disappear. They go to the next person.
But I just don't like the way they did it. Like Johnny Carson,
it might not have been done the right way.
All his favorite guests came in. It was a big celebration. But with this black woman, they like, bye, bitch. And they just swept her out there to the seat.
Exactly.
The things that I heard.
They would never ever do that to Ellen. If Ellen said, Rosie, you know what, I'm not feeling good, you know what? They gonna put the little DJ guy in there and let him do the little shows for a little while, and Ellen gonna come back. See, but when it comes down to a black woman, they say, oh, well, we kind of got a black woman market. We're gonna put another black woman in here. But the thing about it is, she helped to, I mean, years and years of building this. And like I said, I don't have a problem with Sherry Shepherd going start, you know, organically ground up and build her an empire. She's trying to walk into an empire, and I just don't feel like they could just snatch it from her. It has to be some cost for her to just walk into this. Because anybody can walk in there, Nene, anybody can go and take over that show.
So, ladies, what we have to do is pray that Wendy comes, because Wendy has so much talent. And what's so sad is that she has allowed personal things to get her down in a way where she's not able to be productive anymore. So I pray that Wendy is able to come back. And maybe she'll go back to radio. Maybe she'll get a show again.
Can.
But I pray Wendy comes back.
Jeanette said something in this show when I was sitting here listening to you guys that made me pop in, and I never thought about it. When somebody goes out, they say something. They do interviews. They talk about what's happening. The reason we know Mary J's story is because Mary J talked about her story. Yeah. Like Yvette said, they put this video on there. This woman talking about her mama. Her mama is past. We know this video is old. She hasn't done an interview. She hasn't come out. She hasn't said or done anything live.
Something is wrong with her.
Something is wrong. But it's so many people who
make. But you can't put a Band-Aid on. You can't put a Band-Aid on that. This needs to be addressed. It's like she can't just go away and we're going to bring somebody else. Because they're fair to her listeners.
Wendy needs a new team of people because Wendy needs a group of people around her that's going to help her get her health together, eat healthy,
exercise. Because you know how wearing that is on her son? I can only imagine. Because right now it looks like her son is the only person.
The only one. Yes. Because so many people have been in her team who have been making money off of her. And she didn't realize it. And now that she really needs somebody who just wants to be helping her. Like, y'all have each other's back. Whether one of us goes down, the other ones are gonna be there, whether we got money or not, whether we got a platform or not, whether we got a show or not. Y'all, we want to see each other succeed. People don't know this, but y'all worked on this platform for a year without being paid, and nobody ever asked for a dime because the love is real. I don't believe Wendy has anybody in
the
corner.
No, she may not.
Where's Kathy Hughes? Kathy Hughes, where is she? That's in the very beginning. Kathy Hughes dissed her. She went off and did something good, and then Kathy Hughes wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
She has a network of other journalists, other people right there with her. But everybody was so upset and jealous because she moved up. So now everybody's like, "Oh, look at her! She's fallen. She's sick. You know, she passed by with a crown on her head at the whatever that Halloween costume thing was."
Somebody needs to come out and tell the truth.
Wendy is the only person who can tell her truth. She can tell it.
Somebody needs to come out and tell the truth about what's going on.
Yeah, and that's all that we're really saying is Don't bring somebody else and just put them there.
You're right.
You can't leave an audience.
The show got to go on.
Yeah, they got Wendy Williams show.
They're not just coming and putting somebody. It's Wendy Williams until September. There's a contract.
That's the mentality of it, though. They're going to just say, whoop, she's gone. They're going to brush her away. And this woman may wither away and do whatever without leaving everyone around her.
We don't know what they're going to do. All we know is under legal contract, it is the Wendy Williams show until September.
I pray that Wendy's able to get a good team around her so that she can make this big comeback.
I'm really thinking about Wendy's health. It's like do you know what that could do to a person? You've built all of this, and then a network is going to just snatch it away and say, go and live your life and be by
but
and
it's
go
not
by
that
by.
They're snatching it away.
She lost enough.
She's having her own problems.
She has lost enough.
She doesn't have
enough
people to support her. She don't have anybody to support her to help her work through.
She's been
situation.
Had a lot of people using her for a long time. She can't even realize it, from her husband to her. So
and then he's trying to come back in the picture. He must see something.
I heard something about she's spending time with him. I heard something about that. But he could just be trying to help her too.
You are a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's trying to help her either.
That dude is hanging around because it's going to benefit him in some way.
He was a producer of her show, so he could be trying to come in on this new show, and after her and him got divorced,
that's not going to happen.
Well, wait,
he's just trying to come in. I would say he needs to get to the side.
Y'all see the story where the bank won't let her access her money?
She can't even access her money.
She going to court because Wells Fargo said that they felt like she was being financially manipulated, and they froze her.
They froze her accounts.
Those are the pieces you have to put together. You got to put together all of these little pieces of... It just ain't right. It's just not right. It is something that they're hiding, and they think even in September they're gonna get rid of her in September. But that is not gonna get rid of the problem. There is something truly wrong here.
There is something wrong, and they're not, and we don't really know.
What you think it is, Yvette? I want to know.
Wendy cannot properly present herself. That's why we haven't seen her on camera. Well, there is a social media something she posted on social media. They say we don't know if that's really her or not.
But it could be one of those cases like B. Smith. Remember B. Smith? She was incapacitated. Yep. Her husband had brought in some other woman. Mm-hmm. It could be the same situation, and that's why I say
that's what it is. Wendy is sick right now, and she doesn't have and even like B. Smith didn't have any kids.
They have no.
Wendy's
they trying
got
to
like
make
a
it
young
seem
adult
like
son, but
just
you
like that
have
video
come around you to take that don't look out for you.
That's gonna take care of
you. And not about your money and about you paying them.
They
and
don't want people to know.
They gone.
Yeah, they don't. So, want
I'm worried. I'm worried. The network has money that's owed to Wendy, and it's easier for them to bring somebody in and get rid of Wendy.
I'm
pretty sure it's something contractually. That network cannot just say, September is over. No, it's something bigger written into that contract.
Tina, Wendy, and you all are saying Wendy can't even get access to the money that she currently has, let alone
money. But if you are a large network, Do you not believe that they may be behind the reason why she can't access money? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that they found a loophole in that contract where they don't have to pay her all this money that they may owe her?
I know
we want to believe that they're doing the right thing by putting Sherry Shepherd in, but I know that network is doing something
they don't want to get sued. Because they definitely will get
sued. But if
she's
incapacitated,
she don't
have anybody in her back. Yeah, she ain't got anybody to fight for her. They can walk away and with millions and move on.
Bad. So y'all think Wendy's sitting up here without attorneys, lawyers,
nobody.
Y'all think she's just sitting there alone?
Well, if she got them, they are not fighting for her right now.
She don't have anybody fighting for her now. You can tell that.
If she got them, I don't think that they got her best. She may have them, but they don't have her best interest.
No, they don't.
Everybody is making money off her. Yeah. Nobody is helping her and loving her and telling her the truth. Mm-hmm. And let me tell y'all something about this media business. It is treacherous. They will plant stories. Look at what they did to Dave Chappelle. They will plant stories about she's on drugs and she's this and she's that. Knowing it's not true. Knowing that they can just, I mean, look what they did to Janet Jackson.
And look what they did to Tamron Hall. Look what they did to Tamron Hall.
I mean, and like you said, Tina, it's about reinventing yourself.
Well,
it's
we
about
don't know. That's Tamron Hall is your fan. I don't know what they did to Tamron Hall.
Well, I'm just saying the network has a way.
In other words.
But the network has a way of putting a really bad bug about a person just to get rid of them and then turn around and they've made money off of these people. And then they'll just cry, put in a Megan in there and just so that they fill in the gap. And then they find out, oh, she said something bad and let's get rid of her. So Sherry Shepherd, I would definitely be concerned because I bet it's going to be a stipulation. Soon as the ratings drop, Sherry Shepherd going to get cut like
and you know
whatever.
They ain't paying her no money. They probably paying
and they ain't going to pay her.
She ain't getting no Wendy money. She ain't getting no Wendy money. And you know, we all rooting for success for a black woman. Nobody want to see Sherry Shepherd fail. But nobody want to see Sherry Shepherd walk into a situation where 5 seconds after she get in there, it's going to blow up in her.
It's going to be a
scapegoat. Because they really just want to put a white woman in there. I'm going to just tell y'all.
They really do. And that's what I think.
But you know, that's what they did with Tamron Hall.
Stop complaining about Sherry Shepherd and let them put Sherry Shepherd in there.
You don't want her to be the sacrificial lamb for this.
Yeah.
You do not want Sherry to be the sacrificial lamb for whatever is behind whatever this network is trying to do. Create your own show. They sold that to Third Hour was supposed to be Tamron Hall. First thing they said was, oh, we're getting so much buzz with Megan. We're going to take Tamron out and screw her and boo-boo and she get out of here.
Megan ain't like it and she left.
Kiki Palmer came in there and rocked that Third Hour. So
Kiki Palmer came. Kiki Palmer probably said, we probably need to talk to her because she probably gonna tell you the real deal. Because it was something that happened because Kiki was holding Third Hour.
She was holding her ratings were good. But, you know, and that's the important thing about owning your own. Look at Byron.
Owning your own.
He's got his own stuff. I mean, we talked about Kathy Hughes. She got her own stuff. You know, it's so important for us to have our own stuff so that we can determine what we're going to do with it, how it's going to be disseminated, and who gets what. And who it belongs to. You know, Wendy Williams and her husband at the time probably sold her name. They sold all her rights. You know, she probably didn't get any of the money and from the advertiser for a big lump sum check up front so they could live that glamorous New York lifestyle. You know, the house they living in, you know, who knows those rental properties, if they belong to the network or if, you know, cars are driving in, all that stuff.
It's just like saying you've rented this big house and you built this big establishment and one day they say, you don't really own this, get out. And that's just what's happening. She did not own anything. And now they're saying, we don't really go deal with your mental health. We got something else we get ready to do.
Yeah. So this is a life lesson, ladies.
You bet you like Sherry Shepherd, but I bet I will put money on the line. And y'all know I'm a gambler that they got an ulterior motive behind
it is not going to be
in that show.
Ladies, we have to learn from this that we must protect our own assets and that we must, you know, we might have grown up in situations where we saw a man running the money and doing all of the household things, but we need to have our own accounts. We need to have our own money. Mm-hmm. We need to manage our money. We need to know what's going on with the bills and finances. We must handle things ourselves and not just hand it off to somebody else.
The days are old or gone.
Yeah.
All that old school stuff, bye. It's gone.
Yeah.
If you got a man that's running your finances and running everything about you, beware. You know what? You probably need to take a second look and just make sure that you got a, like I'm gonna say, I'm go back to my Angela Bassett, a plan B.
Yeah.
And you know, it's scary, y'all. I ain't gonna lie, because you know, I was over here before I got divorced and Sean took care of everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know who the mortgage people were. I didn't know why the gas, the lights, the water. And when I started the company, I was like, can you do this for me? You know, because I was so spoiled and used to him doing everything. And so when he registered everything with the Secretary of State, and I didn't find out about this, and I'm not saying he did anything, he had any kind of ill intention, but when we went back and you know, we start processing the divorce and everything, when I looked at all of the papers, the tax, the Secretary of State, all that stuff, he was on the first line.
Wow.
Everything with the business. Mm-hmm. He was his first line signee. It was like it was his company. Everything was 50-50. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know until the end of his name was on there. Because he had, you know, he had done nothing with the business. Yeah. Nothing. But it's so common
because we did put that trust. We did put that trust in, and you know, that they had our best interest. And I definitely believe at some point they probably had your best interest. But we also have to understand that you really need to, you know, just be aware, be a part of the process. Don't just let stuff happen because, you know, like they say, if you wait for something to happen to you, it's going to happen. It's right around the corner. So, you know, I just wish that somebody could really, really be there for Wendy to you know, help her navigate through this, because it's definitely something, you know, behind the scenes of what's going on.
Nobody knows the truth. Everybody is doing is speculating.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it will ever come out? Do you think we will ever know?
It will eventually. Yeah. It will in due time. Time will tell the truth. Mm-hmm. In due time.
But I hope it's not at the end, like something happens to her.
Wendy is, let's just pray she gets herself together and she's able to come out and tell her own story. Right. Who knows what she's been through? I do know one thing. Her husband, who she was with from her early 20s, went with another woman. Wendy was taking care of that woman, and then now he's had a little baby with the woman, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
but you can come back from a lot of that. I mean, you can come back. A lot of that stuff is really kind of more of, you know, the signs were probably there. She missed them. She can move past that. But I think she has to have some help to get her past that.
Yeah. And she's not healthy. She's not. We would see her. She would appear in some Instagram lives.
She's in an institute. Wendy is in an institution. They have tracked her where she's at a mental facility. That's where she's at. Mm-hmm. She's at a mental institution.
I just don't want her to get brushed up under the rug, and then everybody kind of move on, and then one day we hear some old crazy tragic stuff because everybody just left her by the wayside, and you know, that's just
okay. And who does this sound like to you? It sounds to me like Whitney Houston.
Yes, exactly.
And if you remember
her interview, she stated she wished she had talked to Whitney before, because she lived a similar or parallel life to what Whitney has gone through. So. Mm-hmm. And not just because of the drugs and everything else, just her, you know. So who says she couldn't slip back into that again?
Yeah.
And another person that, you know, I feel probably is a good person is Tasha Smith, because Tasha Smith, the one who has also had that same type of background, she'll say, similar to Wendy Williams and Whitney Houston. So,
we just pray for her. We keep her, you know,
keep her lifted. I just don't trust them networks. I don't, you know, I ain't gonna say it. You know, I don't trust, you know, the WASP Caucasian wings at the top, but I don't trust them. The wings at the top. I don't know what's going on up there.
So,
all righty, ladies, it's been great. I love talking about some life shit, because this is crazy life shit.
Yep.